This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. If you were to take a stone and toss it into a pond, what happens? Well, as soon as the stone strikes the surface of the water, you get a series of ripples or waves, which then, of course, spread outwards in a circular direction, creating larger and larger ripples. The larger the stone, the larger the ripples, right? Now, if you were to take two stones of different sizes and weights and you were to toss them both into the pond at the same time, of course, they'll both create a series of ripples, which will then, if the stones were thrown next to one another within close proximity to each other, those ripples would then eventually merge with each other. Now, when the two ripples converge, when those two sets of ripples come together, there seems to be this interesting little struggle that goes down, right, as to which ripple overcomes or passes the other. Now, if the ripples are both the same size, they seem to just kind of stop or neutralize each other when they collide. And then the ripples just disappear and the body of water, the pond, just kind of goes back to normal. But if one set of ripples is larger than the other, the larger set sweeps over the smaller set of ripples and creates waves in the wake of the smaller ripples. Now, let's consider this analogy in relation to our own thought patterns, the way we think, our mental impulses. Imagine that you've got two stones in each hand. The stone in your left hand is labeled failure. The stone in your right hand is labeled success. Now, if your failure stone is heavier, then its ripples are going to sweep over the ripples created by your stone labeled success. But if your stone of success, so to speak, is heavier, it's going to sweep over the ripples created by the failure stone. Now, the weight of each stone is in direct proportion to the amount of thought that you give its label. You get what I'm saying? Which one of your stones is heavier? How heavy are they? How heavy is your failure stone? How heavy is your stone of success? How much thought do you give to each of those? Because the amount of thought you put into each one is going to dictate how heavy each of them are. How much time do you dedicate towards thinking about failure? How much time do you dedicate towards thinking about how you compare to other people? How much time do you dedicate to thinking about how you're not good enough for this or that or to do this or do that? How much time do you dedicate to improving and enriching your life? I'm here to tell you that if your failure stone is bigger and heavier than your stone of success, then it's time to make some drastic changes, because the ripples that you're creating are not going to help you become the person that you know you're capable of becoming. If you want your stone of success to be heavier than your stone of failure, then an input plan is one of the most practical ways in which to make it happen. Let's talk about inputs and outputs. You know, each of us has the power to change the direction of our lives by altering, modifying, enhancing our thoughts, our attitudes, and our actions. Now, what we consume on a daily basis, our inputs, that's going to hold a disproportionate amount of influence over what we think, how we feel, and what we do, how we behave. For instance, if you sit around watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians all day long and wonder why you feel like you're not good enough, then that might be why. If you're constantly scrolling through your Facebook feed and comparing your life with your friend from high school who's in a perfect relationship, just bought a purple Lamborghini, has a six-pack so defined you could wash your t-shirt on her torso, well, if you're constantly feeling depressed, that might be why. If all you do is watch the news, which is predicated on scaring the shit out of you and displaying everything that is wrong about the world that we live in, and you're wondering why you've got such a negative outlook on life, well, hey, that might be why. So stop wasting your time on inputs like this that distract you, diminish you, and depress you, and start investing your time on inputs that move you forward and help you flourish, that motivate you to make meaningful moves towards the goals and ambitions that you desire to achieve in your life, towards fulfillment. And here's the good news. You can control your inputs. You can control what enters your mind on a regular basis. How to do that? Well, an input plan is a great way to start. Create an input plan. Assess the inputs that you have in your life by looking at all the stuff that you're consuming, the media, the books, the internet, the conversations you're having, the people that you're surrounded by, etc. And create a plan that allows you to consume more inputs in your life that will help you and decrease the amount of inputs in your life that aren't helping you or that are detrimental to you. If 80% of the content after you look at your life and look at all of your inputs and assess that, if 80% of it is not moving you forward in life, then it's not good for you. Arrange yourself in such a way that they are. 20%, that's negligible, right? We all got to have some fun every now and then. We all got to veg out and do whatever. So give yourself 20% of fudge time or fun time or entertainment time or whatever. But 80% of your inputs should be stuff that moves you forward. Because your input determines your output. That's your behavior. And your behavior is what really sets the stage for the life that you're going to be living. You can program yourself to do better. You can program yourself to be better. But you got to choose high-quality inputs, which will lead to high-quality outputs, the actions that help you thrive and succeed. So here are some ideas for creating an input plan to reshape your own mind towards growth and success. A few ideas that I've got for you. The first one is to, again, ensure that 80% of your inputs are growth-oriented, right? Like I follow an 80-20 ratio when it comes to my own inputs. 80% of what I consume is stuff that I believe to be quality content that helps me improve my life, achieve my goals, grow my business, help my relationships, foster those relationships, stuff that keeps me sharp, stuff that keeps me growing. Things like books, audiobooks, and podcasts on topics that I care about, business and self-improvement seminars, conferences, stuff like that. And 20%, like I said, of what I consume is just kind of in the whatever category, right? That's stuff like binge-watching House of Cards or, you know, listening to Kanye West. So that's the 80-20 ratio. And that keeps you in forward motion. And it prevents you from digging yourself into this sort of just negative downward spiral of nonsense that most people, unfortunately, are in. Most people spend way too little time doing stuff that helps them, consuming content that helps them, and way too much, disproportionately too much time consuming stuff, inputs that move them backwards in life or keep them just in this state of stagnation. The second item here to help you create a better input plan for yourself is to build up your library. Build up your library. Do it with physical books and audiobooks, right? Create a reading schedule for yourself. Listen to audiobooks on your commute, right? As wonderful as Miley Cyrus is, she ain't gonna help you get ahead in life. She ain't gonna help you get a promotion. Listening to audiobooks will, though. So listening to powerful podcasts or interviews of people that you are inspired by, that will help you get ahead. So always be feeding your mind build up your library, and fill it with books. I don't even think twice. Whenever I see a book, if there's a book recommended to me, boom, I just buy it right then and there. I don't think about it. That's something that I know is going to empower me. It's going to feed my mind. It's going to help me grow. It's going to give me that edge that I want. And I get it, and I put it in my library, and then I read it when I can read it. I get to it when I get to it. If it sucks, whatever. If I got one little idea from it, great. I'm happy with that. But build up your library. Fill it with books. Fill it with ideas. Fill it with things that can help you, inputs that will allow you to move forward in life. Number three, stay away from negative people and negative inputs. Do not allow people to dump negative thoughts into your mind, period. Don't allow it. Tell them you won't accept their negativity. Just change the channel. Just as if you would change the channel on your TV, right? When some nonsense comes on or something you're not interested in, boom, change the channel on that person. If you can't get that person out of your life, for instance, if they're a family member or a sibling, you know, just imagine yourself turning down that volume knob. Nod your head, yeah, okay, I gotcha. Just minimal interaction if you can, because if all they're doing is complaining, and all they're doing is talking about how bad the world is and how much this sucks or how much you, if they're berating you, even worse. And so you really only have two choices in that situation. You can either help them get out of that hole by inspiring and empowering them, educating them on what it takes to become a successful individual, to get down this path of personal development, or you got to let them go. So stay away from negative people with negative inputs. Don't allow these leeches into your life. And number four is to start your day with inputs that empower you. Hey, when you wake up in the morning, what do you tell yourself? Oh man, this is going to be a tough day. Or, hey, today's a great day. It's a phenomenal day to take advantage of the opportunities that this world has to offer. It's going to be a phenomenal day. I can't wait to dive into this, baby. Be excited about waking up. Start your day with enthusiasm. Tell yourself, I'm going to crush this day. I can't wait to get into this day. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm ready to do this. And do this first thing in the morning, the first part of the day, as soon as you get up, before any negative messages have a chance, have an opportunity to enter your mind, get ahead of it and start with something powerful, something positive, and begin your day with the right foot forward. Now, number five. Turn your positive inputs into positive outputs. Feed your mind with good quality, clean, powerful, positive thoughts and things consistently and daily. Never stop. Don't just consume the information though, but learn it until it becomes a part of you by transforming what you consume into what you create. The ultimate goal of any input plan is to generate some sort of behavior. If your input plan sucks and all you're doing is consuming nonsense and garbage, well, that's going to generate some backward behavior, stuff that ain't going to help you. But if your input plan is growth-oriented, well, then that's going to generate outputs that help you succeed, that help you achieve your goals, that help you move in the direction you want to move into. So the ultimate goal of any input plan is to generate outputs that help you become a better version of yourself if you create that input plan in a way that is helpful to you. Now, the inputs should lead to actions that lead to a better quality of life. And above all, and I'm going to end with this, your input determines your outlook. Your outlook determines your output, and your output determines your future.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.